Atlas.
Sim,
é. Tá. This book is basically a whole book of Leviticus is about God speaking. It's in God speaking.
Amen.
I want to cover. It's a lot here, but we're gonna have different weeks and or cover a lot about this.
Amen.
But the whole book is about God speaking. And oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So let's read the title of the message, the online,
Amen.
Together.
God sending His people to worship and partake of Him and to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So, in the book, God speaking is actually been happening since the beginning of creation with Adam and Eve. God spoke to Adam in Genesis. You know, His speaking was from the heavens. And because of that, the sin, man lost the fellowship with God. So now then, as you see, going to the lifetime in the book of Exodus, we have God speaking in the Mount Sinai, right? In Genesis, sometimes He came to the earth to speak to Abraham, to Noah, but in Exodus, He came and spoke in the Mount Sinai. Now, in the book of Leviticus, He speaks in the tabernacle. And in the tent of meeting, and this is the tabernacle is where God meets with men, and men meet with God.
Amen.
And the tent of meeting is where we are all together, are meeting to enjoy
Amen.
God with Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Let's read in the outline. Roman number 1 together. In Leviticus,
God was in the tabernacle,
the tent
of meeting, and spoke in the tent of meeting.
A. The entire book of
Leviticus is a record of God speaking in the tabernacle, which is a building.
And okay, this is the preciousness of the tabernacle. In the Old Testament, in Leviticus, the tabernacle is the type of the church now. Mm-hmm. So then God speaks now in the church and in the tent of meetings with His people to enjoy His Christ. Right? And that's why God speaking is cannot be duplicated, cannot be imitated. You know, many times I tried to imitate God's speaking for many years, but it didn't work. And the Lord, showed me, that they couldn't be. See, this fellowship between God and man that was broken with Adam's sin brought us to in Exodus to follow the law. But thanks to God's mercy and love, He brought us to in Leviticus, that is the type of His mercy and His love to speak to us, to fellowship with Him. And this is something that shows in the book of Leviticus.
Amen.
Right? Amen. God incarnate into man in tabernacle among us. This man, Christ, became our dwelling place.
Amen.
And now the church is the dwelling place. Now we can fellowship with Him, enjoying Christ. And that's the great thing about it. We can serve Him, we can fellowship, we can do anything with Him. Alone we can't do anything. We cannot do anything. Only with Him we can do anything. I always say, only He's the one that really tabernacled me. He's the only one that gave me life. He's the only one that really supported my life. Give me His divine life. See, His divine life is the one that we all enjoy. See, and now we read the number 2, Romans number 2. Let's read together in Romans number 2.
God changes His people to worship and partake of the offering and the priesthood.
Yes, now the Lord God is training us through His Son. That's a great, what a mystery, that we're being trained to speak, to serve, to fellowship with Him.
Amen.
What a mystery, what a revelation. And He's training us not only that, but to worship. Now, worships, sometimes we have the wrong idea that worshiping is like rituals or bow down, but really, worship is to enjoy the divine life. That's worship and fellowship with Him and with the brothers, the same. Amen. And train His people to worship, through hatred and suffering. About the, there are a lot of offerings. There are a lot of offerings. And worship is contact God, the Father, through the enjoyment of Christ and one another. So we come here really to enjoy Christ with one another. Yeah, that's when we worship, when singing, I feel the Spirit that we're enjoying it. Enjoying everybody, one another. We're singing together in the Spirit. And this, to me, is only one person, Christ, singing to the Father.
Amen.
The offerings in Leviticus, there are a lot of offerings. I don't think I would be able to be a priest in the Old Testament with so many offerings, but really, basically, they were kind of a butcher because they had to kill a lot of bulls and a lot of this and that. Wow. We must be so privileged that we live in this new covenant, the New Testament.
Amen.
Now we don't have to do all this work,
amen.
Right? And we all we had to do is enjoy,
amen.
Enjoy Christ as the offerings,
amen.
To God the Father. And this is really something that really touched me because when you see all these offerings and all these ordinances, wow! I said they really make the work hard, right? But we don't have to work that hard. All we had to do is enjoy Christ,
amen.
Amen. And let me see. There are different offerings here. There are like about eight. The burnt offering, the meal offering, the peace offering, and just going quick with this. The burnt offering was for God's satisfaction.
Amen.
Right? He was satisfied because God's, only Jesus satisfied God's pleasure.
Amen.
So actually, this burnt offering is related to the sin offering. Right, related that because Christ was the one that was absolute for God, He can fulfill the sin offering in us. So this sin offering actually we can, you know, the sin offering is just because of the fallen nature. You see, Christ can fulfill this on the cross. He killed, He annulled, He terminated the old man.
See?
And this, now we don't, even though we still carry the sinful nature, but He already accomplished it on the cross. Christ accomplished that for the Father. So we really need to walk without fear that we still have the sinful nature. We have the sinful nature. But
amen.
Now, you know, we don't have to let this bother us. Now, then we see the meal offering. The meal offering typifies Christ, the perfect man in His humanity. And this man really was perfect, was humble, was lonely. He walked with the... You know, he was very humble, and this is a sample to be like him. And this meal offering is related to the trespass offering. You see, because he was absolute for God, because he was a perfect man in his humanity, so the trespass offering was fulfilled. So now the trespass offering is for our sinful deeds. See, that's one thing I always used to get confused in the sin. In singular and sinful deeds in plural. I used to say, what is it? But then until one day a brother shared about it. You need the Lord, actually, God has fulfilled, accomplished the trespass offering. Because as a perfect man,
amen.
Trespass offerings are now, we can come to an offering this trespass offering, which is actually our conduct, our sinful deeds that we commit. See, we are not going to be, we try to be perfect, we are never going to be perfect. No, we try, we're going to commit. We're going to make mistakes, a lot of mistakes,
amen.
Because sin lives in us, but we also have His life that we can walk with.
Amen.
And then only His life can make us really give this offering to the Father, to the trespass offering. And only the Lord is the one that can clean our sinful deeds and keep us, what it says here, our sinful deeds, the trespass offering typifies Christ as the one who bore our sins. He wore our sins in His body and was judged by God on the cross. right? And then what is the peace make, peace offering? The peace offering is basically the peace offering is that Christ has, God has made peace with man through Christ. So now we have the fellowship to him. See, God is approachable. He's approachable through his son. Now we can talk to God through his son, because we have his son. We have his life. So every time I have something, I go to the Lord. I say, Lord, thank you. Thank
Amen.
You, because your Father has given me life through your life. So this is a mutual thing between God the Father, God the Son the Father, and Son and God. So, and now that God could actually meet with us in the tabernacle and in the tent of meeting here, where we can actually walk according to his will. Amen. And then we see other offerings. The wave offering, which is the type of the resurrected one. It was an offering for his resurrection in love, so we can love each other. The heap offering is the power of the ascension, exaltation. And the drink offering is the type of Christ. See, the Christ was poured out before God. And now it's our turn. Through Christ, we can pour out ourselves to God the Father. Only through him, Christ, we can pour out our life to him. And now this we're going to see more of this later. But let's read together in B and day three.
We need to experience Christ as the reality of the offerings.
The 1, 2, and 3. The offerings solve our problem and bridge the gap between us and God. The offerings are good for us to enjoy God, to be mingled with God, and to have God assimilated into our being to become our constituent. The offerings are the way for us to enter into God and become part of the divine human incorporation. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so God, I ask God to keep training me to serve, to speak. I don't want to do it on my own, because I have nothing good in me, but only him is the one that could train me to speak and to have a clean, holy life and rejoice together with the church. And all we can, it's really one thing that touched me a lot is that we have his nature, his life, and only if Adam would not sin, then we wouldn't have any problem. But his first man sinned, and Jesus became the second Adam, who actually was a perfect man that brought us God to us, and us to God. So I really appreciate. We must really appreciate what Christ, that God has done with his son, giving Christ for us on the cross, and now we can live in Christ and be partake of him with all these offerings that are these offerings on Christ himself.
Amen.
And then partake with him in the tent of meeting where Amen. We are now and listen to his speaking, because his speaking is beautiful, it's holy, and it really touches life. Every time they celebrating right now somebody who passed away, a brother who passed away, I won't say his name. Well, God many times He spoke to me many times individually when I read the word. When I read the word in the morning, he speaks to me individually. Mm-hmm. And then it's when I repent and confess sometimes what I
Amen.
Did. And God has used many men in history. And but this is only for part of the first salvation. See? Yes, God wants everybody to be saved, but he also wants everybody to come to the full knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
And this is what we are pursuing now within the book of Leviticus. But God wants to speak to us, and he wants us to come to the full knowledge of him, to enjoy him, all his riches and all these offerings. And the offerings really are presents, are presents to him. We
yes.
have to bring
Amen.
Our soul, Christ,
Amen.
Our Christ to him.
Amen.
You know, even this is the present I can bring to you, Lord.
Amen.
He's working me, training me to serve. I don't know anything. I don't know how to do things. Only you have mercy on me.
Amen.
Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the tabernacle.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Where we can share now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank the Lord for this word this week concerning God speaking and His offering. And I enjoy in day 6 concerning Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice.
Amen.
The book of Leviticus shows us what kind of God our God is.
Amen.
Our God Amen. Wants us to be hallelujah people.
Amen. Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
Amen.
And in today's reading, in God's history among His people, He trained them to worship and partake of Him and to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life.
Amen.
We all have to be hallelujah people.
Amen.
Rejoice Amen. In the Lord always. A rejoicing life is a life of enjoying God in Christ as everything. This enjoyment makes us happy and causes us to exalt all the day. The Christian life should be a rejoicing life.
Amen.
Many times in the New Testament, it exhorts us to be happy.
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. We should be rejoicing day after day, not in ourselves, but in the Lord.
Right.
We are a people singing and psalming with our hearts to the Lord, giving thanks at all times for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Amen. Christ, mm-hmm. to our God and Father. Amen. I just thank the Lord for His word concerning giving ourselves to Him more to be the hallelujah people.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, I want to focus to fellowship on the practical side. So let's read, I'll read again this number 2. It says, God trained His people to worship and partake of Him through the offerings and the priesthood. Okay. So, in this week, I read the Bible of Leviticus. You will see God commanded very detailed. How the people should slaughter the ox, how to sacrifice the ox, like what kind of ox is, and how to do that, very detailed, like what part need to be to what was very detailed, right? So, and this week, and also I related to our human life, in our human life, most of people will get married, and then in the marriage life, and in the family life.
Amen.
There is a lot of service, actually. There's a lot of service. A lot of very detailed service. Sometimes I very respect, our brother Joe and sister Amy. They took care of their grandchildren. So many details. I know it's not easy. It's not easy at all. In some sense, it's like we serve God through the offering. So that's a lot of work, right? So, and just relate to the current situation. Yesterday I read an article mentioned the reason the American teacher, shared in the internet. Basically, she said her main point is American family need to be restored. The father and the mother shall bear the responsibility, to discipline their children. Not only love, but we need discipline. So here is like, to do this is kind of priesthood. The father and the mother should take their children to be properly raised up to the God, to respect life, to not go insane. That is the very, very crucial point right now people are talking about. So in that sense, I agree with that teacher. Yes, the father and the mother should have that responsibility. And if we're talking our church life, the one fundamental point is our family life. Where do we practice, say, this is worship? Where is this offering? you know, when I thank God, you know, to brought these years, I think for some times I offered through this the years to God by God's mercy. Kind of I was burned because in the family life, if you got married with children, you sometimes were burned. Like you have to burn to offer to the God. Then we can do it. And by God's mercy, this is great. So that's our God to train us to be holy, to be clean, and have a rejoicing life.
Amen.
So the first word is holy. The first word is by God's mercy. So I have to contact God.
Amen.
Like I remember this by God's mercy is when Nancy and Susan were very small, almost every night before I go to bed, I have to read one book called The Desert, or The Stream in the Desert. It's called Stream in the Desert. Because I was so dry in my inner being, I had to take God. So I thank God that to be holy. And that process also make people clean.
Amen.
If people come to God,
amen,
for their life, for their challenges,
amen,
they will be made clean.
Amen.
And they will have this rejoicing from the God, not from worldly. So nowadays, I think, you know, when I seldom open the TV because the TV people try to have fun to me. Try to have fun. Try their best to have their worldly fun. But actually, it's vain. The only lasting rejoicing is when we serve the Lord.
Amen.
And we are made clean.
Amen.
And we are made holy.
Amen.
So again, we really encourage all the brothers and sisters, we come to the God, may the God made us holy, clean, and rejoicing.
Amen.
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 So 2B says we need to experience Christ as the reality of the offerings.
Amen.
Then it points out right away that there's a gap because of the fall between God and man.
Amen.
Can I borrow? I need a brother. Benjamin, help me. Stay right there. Stay right there. We need a gap. So there's a gap. You'll be God, okay? And I'll be man.
Okay.
So because of the fall, there's a gap. There's a real big gap. But God's purpose is He doesn't like this gap. So what is He going to do? Well, so we have three words. We have the tabernacle, the priesthood, and the offerings.
Amen.
So what does He do? Well, first He comes. Take a few steps forward. He's through incarnation, right? He came in the flesh. So now He has a body. He came in the flesh. He took a step towards us to be with us. He wants to be with us. So now we can say he's the tabernacle. He's enterable. So we're supposed to enter in.
Amen.
We're supposed to enter in. So can we just walk in?
No.
No. No. It's not that wild. He's not that wild. So the divine life and the divine nature are not that wild. So we need the priest. We need the priesthood. But can the priest come? Suppose the priest come with nothing in their hands. Mm-hmm. How about that? No, that's not right either. Mm-hmm. So the priests have the offerings. And then we can what? Enter into God. We can be one. So He doesn't want to be like this. He wants a divine human incorporation. So He wants to get into us.
Amen.
And He wants us, right?
Amen.
That's the kind of relationship He
Amen.
Wants. So He takes care of the problem by the being the tabernacle and the priesthood and the offerings. So now let's touch the offerings real quickly, and then I'll sit down. So the offerings are about this person. He's a man in the flesh. As a man in the flesh, his living is satisfying to God.
Amen.
His living satisfies God.
Amen.
our living does not satisfy God. We have
true.
A gap.
Amen.
We have a gap, but His living satisfies God.
Amen.
That's the burnt offering. Why? Why can He satisfy God? Because He's the meal offering. He's a perfect man, the fine flour mingled with the oil. He's a God-man. He had, there's salt, there's the cross, and there's the frankincense. So he's in His humanity, he's food. He's supply, He's life supply.
Amen.
And so then how about peace? What about the gap? All the problems are in this because He's the sin offering, He can be the peace offering, He can be all the offerings. But He, through the blood of the cross,
amen,
he made peace. That's Colossians 1:20. Anyway, so by Him as the tabernacle, by Him as the priest, by Him as the, and now today we're emphasizing the offering. So by His living, by His humanity, by His death, he's training us to eat Him,
amen,
so that we can get into Him.
Amen.
And He can get into it. We can be one.
Amen.
He wants to be, He wants a mingling. He doesn't want a separation. He wants a mingling. So
amen.
He wants, we bring the offerings. They're not in our hands. They're in our being. The offerings, Christ as the offerings, are in our being. So
amen.
That's why it says we get trained to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life.
Amen.
That's His life.
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Brother Benjamin.
Amen.
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 Last week, actually, one thing is I go through the YouTube, I saw a lot of testimony about a church in Taiwan, how those people give the testimony how they get baptized.
Amen.
And very few things it's more like a repeat and repeat saying that is they are more like forced to go to church. They even don't want to go. They don't believe it. They were forced to go by their spouse, by their kids or whatever, or by their situation. Then they find out one thing this church, they say, it's just different. But what is different? They mention a few things. One, everyone is so, shows their joy.
Mm. Amen.
In any time, any situation.
Amen.
You say, no way, why these people, they are so happy? Something going on. Number two is, they have such a love toward the people.
Amen.
So that's besides what I want to share. Last week we talked about Jesus Christ died on the cross.
Amen.
He bring in, terminate the sins, mm-hmm, right? Terminate the evil one. He create one new man.
Right.
But this week, which is good, but this week saying something is I never understand. So all this offering.
Right.
There's so many offerings, I never understand what is what. I think I know sin offering, right? Trespass offering, what's that? This week I say very well. Then, after I say there, he go to the Hebrew 9, and he say that this one is coming. At the old time, this one coming, all right? He replaced all this offering. This offering actually is under the law,
amen,
which he's going to take away. That's the reason why he says he come to take the first one and establish the second one. Also, this week he helped me to understand what is put off our old life, put on the new man.
Amen.
I never understand why they use put off, put on.
Amen.
I just put on new man. How can I put on new man? How can I put off the old man? But it says, basically you replace your life from your natural life all the life, we do whatever we want, but then you start a new life.
Amen.
I think, yes, you look at me, 30 years ago, you look at me, I they be skinnier. But I act exactly, almost exactly the same. I did not change too much. But we have to say we did change something. There's so certain things we will not do it, right, as a God's people. I'm sorry. This week I tried. Last week I said that I hate to have that 2 minutes sharing. It's just not enough.
Wow, he's a free man.
This week I tried to summarize what I read, but I think I'm still go over. But that's okay, step by step. Sacrifice and the offering and the burn offering and the offering for sins.
Amen.
That is not God want.
Amen.
God never want that. God don't feel any pressure on all those offering. It is all this offering is under the law. When the time is fulfilled, God bring his own son coming. Replace all this offering.
Amen.
When he say replace, actually, he himself is an offering, right?
Amen.
Because in the old time, he, I don't know, kill the bulls, sheep, goat, dove. It's never take away the sin. Right. Maybe you cover a sin at that time. All these priests, they go to God. They even have to give the offering for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because then themselves, they have sin.
Amen.
After they do that, then they can do that for the rest of people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is year by year, month by month, day by day, because you can never replace them.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one, it's Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He come. He died on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He take all the negative things away.
Right.
He becoming an offering.
Amen.
Then once he fulfilled that, God let him sit on his right hand.
Mm-hmm.
So once forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he never died. It's not like priest, you know. 50, 70 years old. He passed away. All right, new one coming. But our Jesus Christ never died. That also answered the other question for me is why Jesus Christ, his priesthood is, I need help here now. My
Melchizedek.
The level of Melchizedek, something?
Melchizedek.
Yeah. Why is
being
in that level? Then now I understand that. So I really appreciate this week, the sharing.
Amen.
All right. All right, yeah. On Hebrew 10:9, he say that he take away the first, that he may establish the second one.
Amen.
But the but this one, having offered one sacrifice for sins,
amen,
set down forever,
amen,
on the right hand of the God.
Amen.
Now, actually, after I see here, I was thinking, okay, good. Now I have all this knowledge. Thanks God, and I'm. Finally, I know why there's so many offerings. What's the mean for each one of them?
Amen.
Second one was put on, put off. Then what Jesus Christ coming, why he can replace all this offering, right? And what all these kind of things. Then I sit here and say, okay, now I know all this knowledge is good, which I never understood. It confused me so much. Now what is next step? I know all this, put on, put off. I don't know. I think I know, but I still cannot put off a lot of things. I still don't know what's put on, how much I should put on. It's called put on. So I was sitting here, God, you have to help me.
Amen.
Give me the wisdom.
Amen.
But give me a spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
Give me a spirit of understanding.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I cannot do it.
Amen.
I even don't know how to do it. I know people will tell me, call upon the Lord's name.
Amen.
Which is good, not bad. But I don't think call upon the Lord's name I don't know how to express that. Right. Express my feeling is, yeah. What is next step for
Amen.
Me?
Amen.
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 That's surely why we all need training.
Yeah.
Training to learn how to apply Christ.
Amen.
Not just in the meetings, but especially in our daily life.
Amen.
Especially when we're with if I'm with Phoebe, I need to apply Christ. And when we're with our family members, we need to apply Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're at work, we need to apply Christ.
Amen.
When we're at school, we need to apply Christ.
Amen.
You know, the training here, that's the first word. God is training His people to worship Him and to partake of Him and to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
And training means we're delivered from our natural way of doing something.
Right.
But here, the training in the context of the book, in the book of Leviticus, God is training us to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
Enjoy the all-inclusive, wonderful Christ.
Amen.
Who is everything to God and everything to man.
Amen.
You know, to God, He's satisfying. He's the beloved one. He is delightful. And the Father has pleasure in Christ. And to man, Christ is everything that man needs. And in being, and not only in being brought to God, in the sense of the sin offering, the trespass offering, and in the sense of also the peace offering, where there's no kind of insulation. And even for man to have such a humanity, it's the meal offering. And so the book of Leviticus, the central thought of it is that the universal, inexhaustible Christ would be everything to God and everything to God's people. And so I was appreciating, I really need to be trained how to worship Him.
Amen.
And how to partake of Him as all the offerings.
Amen.
You know, in the matter of all these offerings I was mentioned, the five main ones, and then the three, not minor, but, you know, the wave offering, Him as the heave offering. It's a wave offering, and then the heave offering, and the drink offering. I need to experience Him in a detailed and fine way, and even in my life, right? Even just the aspect of burnt offering, this past week I was enjoying the matter of the burnt offering specifically, and I was just realizing, wow, I don't really, you know, okay, Christ is the burnt offering, but for me to be one with Christ as the burnt offering, that's the real need. That's what I really need to.
Amen.
I need to experience Christ as the burnt
Amen.
Offering.
Right.
Amen.
Christ can't stay alone as the burnt offering.
Right.
He can't be the only one who's absolute for God in the whole universe. Of course, we know before Christ, there was no one who was absolute for God.
Right.
But Christ came, and He's the one who's absolute. He's the one who's satisfying to God. But He can't stay this way. He's also in us.
Amen.
So He needs to reproduce Himself as the burnt offering.
Right. Amen.
Which means we need to experience Christ as the burnt offering. And I realized, wow, in Christ being the burnt offering, what was there? He had to be slaughtered. He had to be skinned. And He had to be cut into pieces.
Right.
Not very nice words, but I realized to myself, my problem is that I don't experience Christ in His being slaughtered. I don't experience Christ in being skinned, and I don't experience Christ in being cut into pieces. Why do I have problems with Phoebe? It's because I'm not being slaughtered. I'm not being skinned. Why do I care about maybe my appearance? It's because I'm not skinned, I'm not stripped of my outward virtues for my beauty. This is who Christ was.
Right.
Christ was skinned of His outward virtues.
Amen.
Right? We sang this morning, very much so. He was skinned of all of His outward virtues.
Right.
He had nothing. He was a root out of dry ground.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a man of sorrows. He had no outward beauty, no outward appearance. Right. Well, we need experience also even to be cut into pieces.
Amen.
Who Christ was. Well, anyways, I just felt the Lord is really training us with this book to experience Him in a fine and detailed way in all these offerings.
Amen.
And I'm so happy we have these next 11 weeks
right.
to
Amen.
Get into these offerings
Amen.
In a very good way.
Hallelujah.
So these would not remain like, what are these offerings talking about kind of things, but they would become our experience.
Right.
Amen.
And we would enjoy it.
Amen.
And offer Amen. Christ as the offerings to the Father.
Amen.
So He would also be satisfied with Christ in us and experienced by us and enjoyed by us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We all know that in order for us to be doctors, lawyers, or engineers, we need to be trained, right? We just cannot go to the hospital, oh, I want to take a patient. But actually, to me, in my natural concept, I never thought about that in order for me to worship God, to come to God, I need to be trained. But praise the Lord. The Lord is using the book of Leviticus. He opened the book of Leviticus to me,
Amen.
To us, that we need to be trained in this matter of worshiping the Lord, worshiping the Father. And training means that we are being delivered from the natural way of doing something, and to be equipped and qualified to do the matter
Amen.
In the proper way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really appreciate that. When I went to the training, our brother opened the training. I really touched the word by training. He said, "This is a training. This is."
Amen.
You know, usually we come to the winter training or something, we just want to like enjoy the Lord or to read some Bible knowledge or to enjoy the Lord. But last time I came to a training, our brother said, "This is a training, brothers and sisters. This is really a training. The Lord is training us to worship the Father."
Amen.
And we need to realize, actually our Lord, our Father is not the only one
Amen.
Who is seeking for the worship. Who is not the only one seeking for true worshippers. And the Satan, the devil, the beast, he's also looking for worship.
Amen.
So if we are not trained in this matter, actually, we don't know how to worship the Father.
Amen.
Actually, we can say we are, actually, if we don't know how to worship the Father, we are worshiping the beast. We are worshiping the Satan.
Wow.
So, oh Lord Jesus, this
Amen.
Is really a serious matter.
Right.
We all need to be trained
Amen.
To worship the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the Father is looking for true worshipers.
Amen.
Those who worship the Father in spirit and in truthfulness.
Amen.
Those who offer Christ, they enjoy it to the Father.
Amen.
Not just when we come to the Lord's table, we're not merely, oh, praise the Lord according to the verses, according to a hymn.
Amen.
We offer praises to the Father according to the Christ we enjoy.
Amen.
And this satisfies the Father.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So I really feel like I need to open to the training.
Yes.
Open to the Lord speaking.
Amen.
Let Him train me in this way.
Amen.
But in the marriage life, in my work life, in my research, even for the brothers in the brothers' house, like David mentioned, I think the marriage life is really a training to us.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, we must be open to the Lord to be trained.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And also, I was looking forward to the rest of the messages.
Amen.
It's so wonderful to enjoy the Lord with you guys.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow, I was stirred up by Benjamin D. Amen. Can we read the banner, the first page?
Banner.
Number one.
Through His speaking in the tent of meeting, God training His people to worship and partake of Him. To live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life.
And this morning, we only mentioned about the message one. Mentioned God training His people. Wow.
Amen.
That means in Ron Kanga's prayer, he told us the very crucial point is through His speaking in the tent of the meeting.
Amen.
Oh, through His speaking in the tent of the meeting.
Amen.
God with us. He's still in the tent.
Amen.
He's still the living one.
Amen.
He's still speaking.
Amen.
This training is after 1997, Brother Lee passed away. We used to get Brother Lee training us. But after the 20 years, we know it's the grace upon grace. The training is more profound. We know that God stay with us. God continues speaking in the church. And Roman number 2, I just read one point.
Amen.
We need to realize that we are not absolutely for God. That in ourselves, we cannot be, second time, absolutely for God. Then we need to take Christ
Amen.
As our burnt offering.
Amen.
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 We are not qualified. Well, absolutely not. I just remember the hymn. I'll sing for you. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
Morning by morning. Morning by morning.
No.
Amen. That's Abraham was singing. Because when he brings his son to the mountain Moriah, ask that stupid son, seeking Christ, but he follows Father's will. He doesn't know what Father was doing. He asked the same question. Where is the offering? Where's the offering? The Father cannot tell him, that's you. He cannot say that. But God's Abraham very have faith. He say, God will provide.
Amen.
God will provide Christ. I heard that during the shepherd graduate from the full-time training. I felt very happy. Ooh, my son graduated. But 14 years ago, I had the wrong kind of share to me. You know what's mean the full-timer? That's become the burnt offering just like a Christ.
Amen.
What do you remain? What do you keep? Ash. I was crying. I say, I don't want my son be ash. I want my son like David, become doctor, man. I want my son like man, John, become an attorney. Who want your son be a ash? Amen. Amen. God will provide.
Amen.
This morning I was singing this hymn again. Why share this one?
Amen.
Because the college sister, they have a special situation. They need to pass the midterm test. So Esther drive the two sisters come home. You know, that's the third time I pray for my grandchildren. I was worried. I was a lot of complaint. I say even the Leviticus, the pregnant woman is not qualified for serve. But the my daughter-in-law, pregnant, drive her to college, his sister, they want to go to the test, midterm. Drive her alone, 3.5 hours, come to the Piscataway, it's on the way. I couldn't sleep. I pray for them.
Amen.
I say, Lord, finally, I only have this hymn come out again. Amen. Oh, Lord, I give, the first time I give my son to you. Amen. Like a burnt offering. This time I give my grandson to you. Amen. I give Esther's servants to you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm a little bit emotional, but I hope you understand my feeling. Because in this message, practically, we need to experience the offering, the reality, all right? That's in our life, right? In our life. Ron Kang is very serious talk about the five crucial points in this message. First one, the Benjamin mentioned, worship. Second one, partaker.
Amen.
Third one, holy. The fifth one, clean. The last one, rejoice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He mentioned about the I don't have time. I don't want to spend too much time. I just read that one of the I just share about the partaking of the God. Intrinsic significant, the second one. Ron Kansas shared so profound. That's what I mean. After 20 years, that's so rich. He used to testimony. He say, 50 years old, go, because God opens his eyes, see this ministry. He's graduated from the Princeton Synod. He got a bright future, but he get that. He wants to consecrate himself to the Lord's recovery. He just followed the China man. That time, Brother Lee, he followed him. He just followed him. He has bright future, right from the Princeton. He already got a job, right? He can serve. But he just follow his direction. Lord, I won't follow you. I consecrate myself. When he mentioned this one, he talked about, he said, so profound the crystal about this partaking, the third word. He said, first, to partake is take part in or experience something along with others. Amen?
Amen?
To take a part in or experience something along with others.
Amen.
Second, to partake is to have a portion for your enjoyment, such as food. Amen? He gave a Greek definition about this one. Second. Third, to partake is to possess or share a certain natural of the attribute. Amen? Especially he used the verse, it's Second Peter 1:14. He says, through this you might become the partakers of the divine nature. We used to only have the God's life. We don't have a constituted with the God's nature. But Peter show us through this partaking, one day we will partaker, share the certain nature and attribute from God.
Amen.
Oh, thanks God for this ministry. Continue help us. Amen. I talk too much. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I enjoy the title that God is training us to worship, partake, right? This is to worship, to partake, and to live. To live how? To live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life. Mm-hmm. And so the rejoicing life depends on all of those things before. Amen. Right? So you can't rejoice if you're not clean,
right.
You can't be clean if you're not holy.
Right.
Okay? If you're not, and if you don't partake of Him, forget about it. You're not going to be neither holy, clean,
Amen.
Or rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we worship God by eating Him.
Yes.
And we see in John that the Lord is the bread of life and we need to eat Him. Yeah. But it doesn't tell us exactly how. And then in Leviticus is a book of showing us the details of how we eat Christ.
Yeah.
How do we eat Him? Is we eat Him by laying our hands on Him and enjoying Him as all these offerings.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, enjoy that from Genesis. You know, the Lord spoke to us, you know, about, you know, He created, right? He just came in creation. And then at the end of Genesis, what we see is a coffin. We see a coffin. We were dead in Egypt. And then in Exodus, He's taken us out of that coffin, right, to bring us on. Right, but then at the end of Exodus, we have the tabernacle.
Right.
And the tabernacle, you know, then in Leviticus, we have the continuation, which is God speaking in the tent of meeting.
Amen.
The children of Israel were living in all tents, but there was only one tent, which was the tent of Moses, where God was speaking. Right, so there were lots of tents. And so today, we really need to partake of the Lord. We really need to enter into His Word. Because if we want to live this life, we really need to partake of Him. We can't do it. So we need to be supplied by Him. Okay, without a supply, forget about anything else. You know, we see that even David, who was a man after God's heart, he sinned. But he asked the Lord to cleanse him. I really did really enjoy the part about cleansing in Leviticus 12-15, right? That God, David said, "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and from my sins cleanse me. And He create in me a clean heart, O God." And so we see here that uncleanliness comes from three things. Number one, touching the unclean things. We touch unclean things all the time. In our workplace, you know, on the internet, even hearing a colleague or a coworker, right, and a defilement from our sins,
right.
The sins that we commit, and this one, from our natural being. And Leviticus talks about this discharges from your body.
Right.
And I remember Brother Lee, he said this when I first came in, and I thought it was gross, you know, the things he was talking about. You know, he was saying that, you know, you have to blow your nose, you know, you have to take a shower, you have to do this and that because your body discharges. If you were to never wash, you would really stink. I mean, you would really, you know, you really, because your body discharges unclean things. And I just thought about this because this is to show that nothing from our natural man is clean, meaning that we have nothing clean in us. So anything that comes out of us is unclean. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, Isaiah said, "I am a man of unclean lips."
Right.
But, hallelujah, that almost all things are purified by the blood in
Amen.
Hebrews 9:22. And so we see that, but that we have an open fountain for sin and the impurity. We see this in Zechariah 13:1. And so we, you know, in 2 Corinthians 7:1, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and of spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. And we see this theme of being cleansed all through the Bible. Amen. All through the Bible. Cleanse, cleanse, cleanse. Amen. So then we can enjoy and live a rejoicing life. Amen. But the rejoicing life is in Jesus. Amen. I mean, I seem to remember him saying, to be happy in Jesus, you know. Be happy, but be happy not in this, that, and the other thing, but in Jesus.
Amen.
Can I be happy in Jesus? I said, you know, that's a simple question. Can I be happy in Jesus?
Amen.
And nothing else? No. So we're learning. We're being trained. So you know.
Amen.
So I said, you know, we really need the training, but we need
Amen.
The supply.
Amen.
No supply, nothing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I was really enjoying Saints speaking, and also this whole week. You know, just the title. You know, when you read it, the title was so enjoying, right? I believe.
Amen.
You know. We read it many times. God training his people to worship and partake of him and to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life. So a few things, I mean, saints have shared, I you know, don't want to take up too much time. A few things that really caught me this time, a couple of words. One is the training aspect, right? The training, you know, if we go through any kind of training, first we need to have the knowledge, right? We need to know what God's heart desires. We need to know what God wants us to do, right?
Amen.
What God desires. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is we need to go practice.
Amen.
Right? We need to follow the word. That's just like as Jesus was saying, right? Say, whoever hears my word and follows my word, right? It's like building a house on a rock, right? And so we need to first hear his word, right, to have the knowledge of the word, and then to practice on the word. So, yeah, I truly feel that, you know, just from the saints' training, sharing, this matter of training is really striking us, right? We truly need to take advantage of the next 12 weeks. Actually, beyond that, right? It's not just the 12 weeks. The 12 weeks is probably on this crystallization. In fact, the training is our whole lifetime.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Every day, God is using his word to cleanse us. You know, God also used all kinds of circumstances, right? Everything that happens around us to train us to live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The second word that I really enjoy, actually I lost... Oh, Jesus. What was the second word? Okay.
Amen.
I'm getting old. Maybe I'll sit down and think about it.
Allow you.
Amen.
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 Keep, we try to, everyone, find out, keep it short.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We got a few more minutes here.
Amen. I was very touched by today's sharing. Actually, I think Brother Ningjing and some other brothers and sisters mentioned about the training. And actually, I think that the burden is very heavy here, especially the opening word about God is a speaking God, and
Amen.
He is speaking to the church. So I think that all of us, we have this, you know, experience of individual salvation, or in our family life, or in our, you know, marriage life. But, you know, this morning I actually also have a very strong feeling that we actually need to go beyond our marriage life and family life.
Right.
We really need to experience the Lord
right.
as a church.
Amen.
Because God is actually speaking to us as a whole.
Amen.
So we are not here just, you know, looking for a happy marriage life, happy family life.
Right.
If that is our goal, eventually when we come to the church life, we will be disappointed.
Right. Yes.
And I was very touched by the one offering, that's peace offering.
Mm-hmm.
here it says that Christ is the peacemaker, the one who became the peace and the fellowship between us and God by dying for us, enabling us to enjoy Christ with God and to have fellowship with God in Christ for our mutual satisfaction with God. And actually, if we look at the message, this peace offering is not just between us and God. Is also between us and other brothers and sisters. I just think that, you know, for myself, I actually have a lot of bitterness, you know, in marriage life or in family life. So I praise the Lord that the Lord saved me, you know, so that, you know, Kyle and I, we can be peaceful, you know, between each other. And family life, you know, I have a lot of problems with my son and my daughter and even my mom. And I'm also thankful that God saved me. But then, what about the church life? Do we have any, you know, issues with brothers and sisters? I think that is the thing really hinders us to go beyond our family life and marriage life. You know, sometimes we just say, okay, this is my boundary. You know, don't talk to me, don't ask me, don't you know, I'm here, I'm okay. But actually, I think God really wants to break this so that we actually don't have any, you know, like cultural differences, you know, background differences, so that we can go on together. And you know, sometimes I think that, you know, actually here it talks about, you know, happy, holy, and clean. It actually talks about our daily living, our life, just not in the So I really hope that we can go on together. Praise God.
Amen. I should have thought about it. It's the offering.
Amen.
Especially on the offering is the food for God. Amen. God is actually looking for food, right?
Amen.
God is actually hungry. You know,
amen.
When God made man, his desire is to fill the man with his life. But man disobeyed God, right? Man fell. So man did not have. So God doesn't have any satisfaction, even on the thing, on the people he just made, right? The people that he when he made man, he would say, this is good, right? So it was very satisfying at that time. But when man fell, God did not have any kind of satisfaction. It's almost like, you know, when we have our children suddenly says, okay, I don't view you as my father or something, right? So this is like really disappointing to God. So God is actually looking for food.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There's
Amen.
One. He's the one that really satisfies God.
Amen.
But that's not enough. God is looking for, he wants to recover the entire children, right? Because that's why he made mankind. There's one, yes, there's one that satisfies God. But he's looking for reproduction. He's looking for all his children. Would actually enter into the enjoyment and offer his food, offer to him as food. So that is why I really feel that, you know, we really need to experience Christ to the uttermost, that we can becoming an enjoyment to God.
Amen.
Right? Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
We just want to lay hands on him.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoy all, brother and sister, your fellowship. And very interesting, when I would listen to your sharing, and I'm seeking before the Lord, and I feel I no longer want to share whatever original one I want to share, because actually I think I really enjoy the riches of all you are sharing. But very surprisingly, when Sister Ping started to share, I found what I decided to share is exactly what she just shared.
Wow. Amen.
Oh Lord, praise
the
Lord.
We are very different.
Amen. You know, this week we see many of you already share the Lord in Genesis speak in the heaven, you know, primarily. And in Exodus, he speak among Sinai, right? And in Leviticus, he start to speak in tabernacle.
Amen.
And, you know, tabernacle, actually the church.
Amen.
Tabernacle is where he dwell on the earth. You know, in order to dwell among his children, he needed a tabernacle. And
Amen.
Today, this tabernacle is the church.
Amen.
And he speak in the church today.
Amen.
Right? But we need to also see, actually, not only he speaking from different places, actually he from speaking in the church or in tabernacle, he speak to a corporate entity.
Amen.
Before he speak to individuals primarily, but starting from Leviticus, he speak to this corporate entity.
Amen.
In this corporate entity, and today is the church. And we know he speak to train us so we can be holy.
Amen.
We can be clean. And we can be a rejoicing people. Right? But we are not clean. We are not holy. And we are not happy. So the only way we can be holy, clean, and rejoicing is we partake of him.
Amen.
He become our element and essence.
Amen.
And we can be holy. Because in the whole universe, there's only one person that is holy. And actually, it's only one person is clean.
Amen.
And only one person is happy.
Amen.
Real, really happy. So the only way we can be holy, clean, and rejoicing is we partake of him.
Amen.
We share his life and nature. Amen. So we can be like that.
Amen.
But you know, he actually, we mentioned about the offering, but regarding he fulfilled the you know, become he fulfilled the offerings. This thing has already happened, right? He accomplished. Yeah. When he took more than 2,000 years ago, he died on the cross and resurrected to the heaven. The reality of these offerings had already accomplished, right? And right now, he is doing one thing. He serves as a high priest,
Amen.
Just as our brother shared earlier. He is serve not only on the order of Aaron, he's on the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
So on one hand, he bring us to God. On the other hand, he bring God to us.
Right. Amen.
To supply us.
Amen.
And here, he also train us as a priesthood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To offer these offerings.
Right.
And so God can enjoy Christ as the reality.
Amen.
And we can also enjoy Christ as the reality of the offerings.
Amen.
But very important is, this is a corporate matter.
Amen.
Now, we can, you know, at home, we try to enjoy. We can call on the Lord's name. We can read the Bible. We can enjoy his name, everything. And we can touch some reality. But that's much, much less than
right.
We experience this in a corporate
way. Amen. Right.
Amen.
When we are home, that doesn't mean when we stay home, it doesn't matter. Actually, when our daily living is so mattered.
Right.
Every day we start with, you know, contact him.
Right.
But when we enjoy him, we need to have a sense. We enjoy him even privately. Individually, there's a very important matter of corporate,
right?
Or community.
Amen.
You know, when we are reading the Bible,
Amen.
We are not reading the Bible individually.
Amen.
We have the sense this body in view.
Amen.
We have the sense of this corporate priesthood in
Amen.
View. We are not here enjoy the law because just as Ping shared,
right?
For our family life, our individual life, even our work life.
That's right.
We are here enjoying the Lord,
right.
Although in our personal bare room, that's we enjoy together with all the saints.
Yeah.
We have this view, and even you know the past Chinese speaking conference, the topic is one new man.
Right. Amen.
Right? We whatever we do, even we're doing it at home, we have this one new man in view.
Amen.
And this is the way we can be trained.
Right.
That we can be trained to match God's heart desire.
Right.
We are not here just for our own matters.
Yes.
Here, whatever we do, is for his heart desire.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So Amen. If we feel, you know, somehow our spiritual life, our Christian life, we cannot go on. We enjoy the Lord every day, right? We try, but we don't feel we grow much. That's because we are lack of this aspect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, we really need to put on the new man.
Amen.
New man is corporate.
Amen.
Put off the old man.
Amen.
When we are in the old man, everything is scattered.
Amen.
When we are in this new man.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We yeah, just all this many of you share.
Amen.
In the coming months, let us do this together.
Amen.
To be trained.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
As a corporate people of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, you are so faithful.
Amen.
Call us into this fellowship.
Amen. Amen.
Through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. You put us in this body.
Amen.
You're the head of this body.
Amen.
Oh, you want to put on one new man.
Amen.
Put our new church life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. This is your goal.
Amen.
Gain this one new man.
Amen.
Oh Lord, bring us into this training.
Amen.
We can enjoy you.
Amen.
Oh, we all know how to partake of you.
Amen.
Oh, to have a living that is pleasing to you.
Amen.
To match your calling.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, so we could have this corporate expression.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ourselves to you.
Amen.
Consecrate Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for speaking in the tent of meeting.
Amen.
Speaking in the church.
Amen.
Speaking is a training.
Amen.
Training
Amen.
To worship and partake of you.
Amen.
Live a holy, clean, and rejoicing life.
Amen.
Corporate life.
Amen.
The new man.
Amen.
Thank you. Your speaking is your training.
Amen.
Continue to speak to us.
Amen.
Continue to train us.
Amen.
To worship and partake of you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Making you are the reality of all the offerings.
Amen.
Help us how to experience in our daily life.
Amen.
Bring the reality into our daily life.
Amen.
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 Lord, thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we want to pursue you within the church.
Amen.
Oh, in the body.
Amen.
Oh, in a corporate.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Next to you.